coming to the next part, which is logistics. So logistics is the strategic management of the movement and storage of goods across organizations, ensuring products are available where and when needed. And as we have discussed, logistics is not only for the finished goods. Logistics is also for the raw material which come in and which are stored before they can be used by the operations. So what are the key objectives in logistics? Ensure timely delivery and cost-effective distribution. Now this we are talking of the outward logistics. Minimize operational cost while improving efficiency. This we are talking both inward as well as outward. Align logistics with business goals and customer demands. So you want the material to be on the road for the shortest possible time. You want it to be in the warehouse for the shortest possible time. So align logistics with the business goals. So beyond transportation, logistics focuses on obtaining, storing, and delivering resources seamlessly, ensuring the right product is delivered at the right time, in the right condition, and at the right cost, right condition, so that there is no damage. So logistics has one very big responsibility in addition to the other responsibilities that we have already seen. So logistics is essential to a modern supply chain as it enables efficient transportation planning to avoid delays and minimize cost. Logistics is also important because you don't want too many hops and jumps. You don't want that material leaves your operations or your manufacturing site, goes to one warehouse, from there it goes to another warehouse, from there it goes to a third warehouse, because all these movements will then be non-value adding. So efficient transportation planning, so that you know it reaches the customer with minimum number of transactions and transportations to avoid delays and minimize the cost. Most important, minimize cost. Secure and optimized warehousing to ensure product availability. I'll give an example here. One of the companies that I worked for gave a proposal for a new warehouse. They asked for an investment of 60 crores to store the material. And you can imagine the proposal was turned down because no company wants to make the product and then store it in a warehouse. Material is supposed to move out immediately. Focus is that, you know, you are manufacturing material which is required by the market. So you are making material based on actual demand, make to order, not make to stock. And that is the reason the management said that, sorry, we cannot sanction 60 crores for putting up one more new warehouse. Also because warehouse is a fairly complex thing. You need to put in a lot of systems, safety devices, firefighting systems, etc. So it means it's a huge cost. And of course, the resources you require, reach truck, forklift trucks, manpower, etc. So these are over and above the capex that you can actually visualize. So seamless inventory coordination for smooth operations is another aspect. So with rising customer expectations and global supply chain complexities, businesses rely on logistics to reduce waste, enhance efficiency, and foster long-term sustainability. And what are the key benefits of these wish lists? Reduce transportation and inventory cost. And this is for the company, you know, because if you, you know, not storing the material for long, if you can sell the material as soon as it's produced, then to that extent, your working capital is reduced. So your inventory cost comes down. And with along with the inventory cost, you know, there are many other costs. You think that you are only holding the inventory, but you are also insuring your warehouses, etc. So there are a lot of hidden costs. There are costs by way of labor, cost by way of equipment and depreciation of this equipment, etc. So the purpose is not only to reduce the transportation cost, but also the inventory carrying cost. Enhances delivery speeds and accuracy, which we have seen by optimizing the routes and minimizing the fuel consumption. Improves sustainability through waste minimization, strengthen customer satisfaction and brand reputation. So when you deliver material promptly, again, I give the example of the quick commerce. We used to think that e-commerce is very, very advanced when we used to get material within a day or two. But in quick commerce, we are getting material within minutes. So you see how the customer expectations are evolving and increasing. So coming to the key components of logistics. Logistics integrates multiple operational aspects, including transportation. So which is, we have already seen, moving the goods across supplier to manufacturing site, and from manufacturing site to the distribution and the customers. The second part is the warehousing, that is storing the products safely until needed for production or sale. So if it is raw material, then it is for production. If it is finished product, then it is for sale. Third is inventory management, overseeing stock levels and movement across locations. Let's look at the example. A retailer implements automated route optimization software to minimize delivery delays while using advanced warehousing solutions to track inventory in real time. And this is a reality. With ERP systems, you're already able to do this. And with integration with AI, you can also track the inventory even till such time it is actually delivered. We have already seen that even in for couriers, for e-commerce, the moment the parcel is delivered to you, you get a SMS or a message stating that your parcel or your goods or your product has been delivered. So that is the speed and the transparency with which the system works. Transportation refers to the movement of the goods across various stages of supply chain. As we saw, two stages, one is the raw material, one is the finished goods. Businesses select transport modes based on product type, cost, speed, and delivery distances. Most important, because when we say transportation, what we think of is only trucks. But when you're talking of raw materials coming globally, I mean, you could be talking shipping lines, or you could be talking airlines. So what are the different modes of transport? Road. So these are flexible and suitable for short distances. Rail, efficient for bulk goods. So bulk goods means steel, cement. For things like this, rail is okay, because rail, it's still not that efficient. Yes, rail is being used very efficiently for movement of containers. So most of our ports are now connected by rail, and the containers, when they are offloaded from the ship, bulk of it goes by road on trailers, etc., trucks and trailers, but a significant portion also goes by rail. So railway is certainly a very cost-effective method, and now it's also becoming pretty fast. Air, this is the fastest but most expensive, ideal for high value or urgent items. And this is mostly used for gems and jewelry, for electronic items. Like, you know, if you are ordering microprocessor chips, let's say you are a company which assembles laptops and computers, you are not going to actually order the chips by sea, although it may be cheap. Because, you know, the size of the chip is pretty small, and you can pack hundreds of chip in a small, container. So you would normally do it by air, because the cost of the consignment is also pretty high, and it's a high value item. So air is used for mostly the high value items and items which are generally not very large, which are relatively small. The third one is the sea, cost effective for large shipment, with lower urgency. So as we said, C is cost effective, but also the transit times are large. Advanced transportation strategies. Route optimization. So as we have seen that AI and GPS are used to find the fastest, most fuel efficient routes. We are using it even for getting from one place to the other. And the same technology is also used for delivery of goods. Freight management involves shipment consolidation, carrier selection, and cost control. So freight management, you must have seen that, let us say that an e-commerce company has to ship material from Delhi to Bombay. They will consolidate all the materials which have to come to Bombay. And then the material first consolidated at Delhi, comes to Bombay, and then it distributes the goods to the places around Mumbai, Mumbai and around Mumbai. So this is how you consolidate the consignments and reduce the cost. Warehousing. Warehousing ensures efficient storage, retrieval, and distribution of goods until they are required for production or sale. So let's say you are making something based on a forecast and you're not sure which market is going to require. So you're going to temporarily store this material in your warehouse. And as and when the requirement comes up, from the retailers or from the distributor, the materials are then shipped. So as I said in the earlier example, we don't want a situation where material is lying in one market where there is no demand and there is a stock out at another place where there is a demand and we don't have a stock. And we would not like to incur the additional cost of transferring the material from one warehouse to the other. So we hold it close to the manufacturing site and we will ship it only when we have a firm requirement so that there is no to and fro or there is no additional cost incurred. So what are the key considerations as far as warehousing is concerned? One is warehouse design. Optimized layout improves space utilization and labor efficiency. So optimized layout in the sense, how do you store the goods? Goods which are moving in large volumes are close to the exit point so that even your systems, whether it's a reach truck or a forklift truck or any other automated vehicle which is retrieving the material, doesn't have to travel a longer distance. And material which are not ordered very frequently, they are kept a little far off. Improve the space utilization, the space between the aisles. So there are today material handling systems which can operate in very, very small aisle. They can turn around, they can retrieve material. And even the stacking system, the racking system that is used in warehouses, initially, it used to be 3 or 4 level high. Today you have warehouses where there are 5 or 6 level racks. They come with a little bit of extra precaution because, when you have very tall, storage spaces, etc., there have been some accidents. But of course, the new systems are better designed and they make the best possible use of the three-dimensional space. So along with the retrieval equipment, even automated systems, they are able to make the best possible use of the space. And labor efficiency. So even with automated systems, because with labor, retrieval of the system, materials, they do take a certain amount of time. With automated system, this happens much faster. Location strategy. Warehouses should be strategically placed near production hub or customer market. So, as I said, you generally have a warehouse close to the production site or sometimes in the production site so that as soon as the material is produced, it is stored at that place. you are shipping the material only when you have a firm requirement. The second type of a storage facility that you have is close to the market. So when you have a major market, like say the metro cities, then you have a warehouse which is close to the metro city, maybe just outside the metro city, so that they can quickly fulfill any requirement that the retailers have. The retail stores can place an order and they can be delivered the material within a couple of hours. So this is the location strategy. Safety and compliance. Facilities must adhere to regulations ensuring secure storage. Security, both in terms of theft or pilferage, and also safety in terms of any untoward accident, the falling of an object, etc. And I just mentioned that, you know, there have been some cases where the racking system, when not designed properly, there have been serious accidents which have taken place in certain warehouses, which with a good design and a proper execution can be avoided. So facilities must adhere to regulations ensuring secure storage. Example, a grocery chain operates refrigerated warehouses near major cities, storing fresh produce efficiently for rapid distribution. So we've already seen how this works and the logic behind it. Inventory management. So inventory management oversees ordering, storage, and usage of raw material, components, and finished goods. So key inventory types are, one, we have already seen, raw material, which is used for manufacturing, work in process, which is partially completed goods, which are under production, and finished goods, which is ready for sale and distribution. Work in process can be semi-finished goods, which are, intermediate goods, or they also could be the work in process which are lying on the shop floor. So work in process can be two types. Finished goods are, of course, the final goods which can be shipped to the end consumer. Techniques for efficient inventory control. So one is economic order quantity. In the earlier lecture series, where we have seen on inventory management, we had looked at what is the ordering cost, what is the cost of the item being ordered, what is the inventory carrying cost, and based on that, we determine the optimal order size to minimize the cost, so that the inventory carrying cost and the ordering cost, they are optimized. So this is one technique. ABC analysis. So here you categorize the products based on their consumption value. So it could be, a raw material which you are consuming. Now this could be, normally A items are the ones which account for 80% of your consumption value. B items account for 15% and C items account for 5%. Now Pareto's law states that only about 10 to 15% of your items account for this 70% of the A items. That means if you see the numbers, the number of items, it's only 15%. The B category will account for something like 30%, and the rest will be the 5%, which is the C category. So what you do is you try and exercise maximum control on the A category, because that accounts for the biggest value that you are holding as inventory. So you have techniques like just in time, where you don't hold a high inventory. The C category items, the C class items, you don't mind ordering 2 months stock or 3 months stock, and you are gradually consuming because they are low value items and you don't want to incur cost of reordering them every now and then. But the A items, you even would not want to get 1 month stock all at a time. Maybe you will ask for 4 deliveries, one every week, so that you are not carrying high inventory and you are not blocking your working capital. So this is just in time for you. Continuing with inventory management, technology use in inventory management. So what are the technologies that we use in inventory management? One is RFID and the barcode tracking. RFID is a remote sensing device. It's a radio frequency identification where we are already seeing this, you know, for the FASTag and many other places. Barcode needs a more physical contact. It requires a visible, access to the barcode. So these provide real-time visibility into stock levels. Although ERP systems, basically keep track of your stock levels, etc., based on the inputs and the output and the opening stock, which has been defined in the system. So ERP systems integrate inventory data with finance, procurement, and sales. Example, an auto part supplier implements a JIT inventory system, keeping only enough stocks to meet weekly orders, reducing warehouse cost while avoiding shortages. Because higher the inventory you hold, the higher is the warehouse space that you will require. And lesser the inventory you operate with. And that is the reason, as I mentioned, that some automobile suppliers will work with one day's inventory. And they may be replenishing the inventory once a day or sometimes even multiple times a day. Role of technology in logistics management. So advancements in logistics technology enhance visibility, efficiency, and cost control across the operations. So you have data analytics and AI, which predicts the demand trends and optimizes the logistics operation. So we have already seen the demand forecasting. So demand forecasting coupled with the analytics, which will tell you if there is going to be a failure in delivery of any items, etc. Automation and robotics. So these improve the warehouse accuracy and reduce the labor cost. Basically, more than the labor cost, sometimes the cost of the automation systems can be a little more, but they improve the speed, because with a human, retrieving multiple items from a warehouse can take finite amount of time, whereas with an automated system the same thing can happen in 1/10 the time. Real-time tracking, so this ensures better shipment monitoring and faster issue resolution. So even customer satisfaction through faster feedback, accurate feedback on the location of the material and the likely delivery of the material. So example, a logistics provider deploys AI-driven warehouse automation, improving storage efficiency and minimizing processing errors. And this is more important because processing errors can be largely reduced, though not completely eliminated, but largely reduced with automated systems. The interconnection of operations management, supply chain management, and logistics. Operations management, supply chain management, and logistics are distinct yet interconnected disciplines that work together to ensure efficient product creation, movement, and delivery. So as we have said, they are like cogs and wheels, and they are interconnected. So they cannot operate, or you cannot sub-optimize them. If you do sub-optimize, you will not get the benefit. So they have to be interconnected. So how they work together? Operations management designs production processes and controls quality. Supply chain management coordinates material flow and supplier relationships. Logistics ensures goods move smoothly from manufacturer to customer. So each function plays a role in creating value for the business and their customers. Operations management and supply chain. Now we are looking at the operations and supply chain linkage. Operations management and supply chain are tightly linked, ensuring production efficiency and optimized material flow. Process design supports supply chain management. Operation management creates efficient workflows that allow supply chain to deliver products on time at lower cost. And supply chain is basically responsible for the the demand forecasting. So the demand forecasting drives the operations management, which in turn allows to provide the right quality of the product at the right time. Capacity planning aligns with supply chain management. So operations management determines the production levels based on the demand forecast from supply chain, ensuring supply meets demand. Again, demand forecast is the key here. You have an accurate demand forecast, all your downstream processes will work fine. But if your demand forecast is not correct, then even if your operations management is working as per the forecast, if the forecast is wrong, then you still will have a problem of either stock out or overstocking. Quality control enhances supply chain management. Strong operation management practices reduce defects, leading to fewer returns and improved customer satisfaction. So let's understand that returns means higher cost to the organization, because bringing the material back, compensating the customer, or providing a replacement to the customer, it's money. And also it's going to result in lower customer satisfaction. So example, a smartphone manufacturer optimizes assembly processes to ensure rapid delivery to retailers. Coming to operation management and logistics, the interconnection between these two. So operation management and logistics collaborate to ensure seamless product movement from production to distribution. We talked about make to order and make to stock. So here the focus is on make to order, so that when you have a firm requirement, you are producing the material so that it can be immediately shipped out to the distribution channels. Production layout impacts logistics. Well-designed factory layout improves workflow, enabling logistics team to pack and ship efficiently. We also saw that, you know, if your workflow is not efficient, it also is going to result in a higher cost due to non-value-adding tasks, like moving the material from one station to another, from one machining center or one operation to the other operations. Production schedules influence inventory management. So how you schedule the production? Are you scheduling that product which is required for customer delivery, or you're scheduling that which is required just to be produced and kept in stock based on the forecast? Operation management dictates how much is produced, while logistics ensures inventory is stored and transported effectively. Fairly easy to understand. Quality control reduces logistics challenges naturally, because you know, if you're producing 100% good quality, there is no question of any return logistics, or it will be minimum. High quality production minimizes defect, reducing return shipments and shipping waste. Example, a brewery refines its bottling process to prevent breakage during transport, making logistics more cost effective. So this is what we were talking about, you know, the packaging, you know, where we are trying to prevent the damages in transit. Now let's look at the interaction between supply chain management and logistics. Supply chain management and logistics work closely to ensure timely product movement, efficient sourcing, and effective return handling. So as we have seen, you know, logistics is also responsible for the raw materials which are provided to the, I mean, which is part of the supply chain. And of course, the returns handling, which is one is the forward logistics, outward logistics, and then the return handling in case of warranty returns, etc. Supply chain plans guide logistics operations. Supply chain determines delivery schedules, while logistics execute efficient transportation and distribution. So basically, the purchase orders that come in from the customers, these are processed by the supply chain. They are aware of the delivery schedules, So supply chain actually drives the logistics to ensure timely delivery of the material as per the commitments given. Sourcing relies on logistics. So logistics ensures raw materials arrive at the right time and location, avoiding production delays. This is very crucial. Returns management depend on logistics. Supply chain sets return policies while logistics manages reverse logistics for defective or unsold goods. So we also, you know, saw that there are products which are lying at the distribution point or the distribution channel which are not getting sold. So in many companies, you have this policy of bringing the material back, which either can be maybe destroyed or they are channeled to a different market, or they may be sold off through a sale, etc. So the logistics also takes care of these return logistics. So it need not be only defective products, but also the unsold goods. So example here is an online retailer forecasts holiday demands, which is part of the supply chain, and uses logistics to pre-stock regional warehouses for faster deliveries. So many a times, you know, I mean, you are announcing certain sale, etc. And you are anticipating that certain items may be picked up in large numbers. So you are stocking them in such a way that they can be delivered maybe the same day or at the most by the next day. So integrated efficiency, technology, and customer focus. Operations management, supply chain management, and logistics work as a unified system to ensure efficient production, seamless material flow, and timely delivery. This cannot be overemphasized because we have seen that all these are interconnected, and the overall efficiency depends on the functioning of each of these functions. So technology driven integration, ERP system. So ERP is already widely in use, and ERP provides this integration. So it enhances data sharing for smarter decisions. Also, it gives you visibility, because ERP system sees through and through entire system. So it has the visibility right from the material which has been ordered from the vendors, to the production schedules, to the customer deliveries, etc. It has total visibility. AI and analytics, optimizing forecasting and logistics efficiency. So two parts. One is getting an accurate forecast, looking at the inward and the global factors. And the second is the logistics efficiency, which we have seen in terms of any global disruptions, local disruptions, and in terms of delivery, making the most efficient delivery. AI analytics can help you, predictive analytics as we call it. Blockchain and Internet of Things. So it improves tracking and supplier transparency. Blockchain mainly through transactions and transparency. IoT, that is Internet of Things, mainly through real-time tracking of the condition, or even giving you whereabouts of the material, etc. Customer-centric impact, faster reliable deliveries, high quality products with minimal defect. So faster delivery, we've already seen this through automation in the warehouse, optimal route selection, etc. High quality product, which is through the quality assurance systems, which are AI driven, so that you have products with the minimum defect and efficient return handling. So returns which are handled from the customer, how they can be handled in the most efficient and cost effective way. Example here is a retailer synchronizes operations management for production, supply chain for sourcing, and logistics for last mile delivery to guarantee on-time order fulfillment and customer satisfaction. And this is very much possible, and it's happening across many of the leading companies or businesses across the globe. Coming to this summary, Operations management, supply chain management, and logistics work together to ensure efficient production and delivery of goods and services. We have already seen that they have to work as a unified system based on common information, starting with the demand forecast. Operation management optimizes internal processes, transforming raw material into finished products with a focus on quality, efficiency, and cost control, and making the right product which is required by the market and not for stock. Supply chain oversees the broader flow, managing sourcing, production, and distribution, while fostering collaboration across departments and partners. Logistics handles the physical movement and storage of goods, ensuring timely transportation and inventory management. So, production of the material, we discussed about the packaging, etc., and also about the fastest delivery to the customer for customer satisfaction. Together, these functions enhance customer satisfaction, reduce cost, and drive business agility. And the word agility is most important, because you are making your system much more agile, flexible, quick responding, enabling companies to adapt to market changes and sustain long-term growth. Thank you.